in to McIntosh, to Taphorn. He'll try a three. Got it. Nathan Taphorn. The lead is down to 11 with 9:22 to go. 58-47. Into Taphorn for a straight on three. Got it. Nathan Taphorn gets the Cats within nine. They've cut half of that halftime lead away. 59-58 and a half remaining.
Those threes from Nathan Taphorn in the second half of that game were so cold-blooded. Like, you know how sometimes shots are just, you can see the confidence as the guy's taking it?
Yes, sir.
And you know it's going in? Yes. I mean, those were taken like they were NBA threes. Like catch, shoot, plenty of range. That second one, or was it the first one? One of those two was definitely from NBA range.
First one?
I think they both were. I mean, one of them was he stepped way out. He flared out on the screen. Nice pass by Brian McIntosh. Deep left wing. Bang. And then out front, that was a 3-2. I mean, they were 1 for 11 from the three-point line in the first half. And then they went 7 for 13. Let's bring in Nathan Taphorn, who was enormous yesterday and phenomenal all season long. With, of course, the biggest moment of the year when the bomb to Derek Pardon, which basically secured Northwestern into the tournament. Nate, thanks for taking time on a Sunday afternoon. I know that it hurts to be out, but we just wanted to congratulate you on everything you did and the comeback yesterday. And it was just a phenomenal ride, man. I know it's got to not feel great right now, but I hope you're able to at least celebrate it a little bit right now.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me on. And thank you for all the support we've gotten over the year, and it stings being out and watching the games today and everything like that. But you know, it was a good season. It's tough to look at it from that way, and just thank you for all the support.
Nathan, we were just discussing the scene after you guys beat Vanderbilt and got back to the hotel and all the fans that were lined up. I think Carm just compared you guys to the Jordan Bulls with that scene outside of that hotel. But just you were there. You were part of it. What did that feel like getting that kind of support from everyone dressed in purple that far away from Evanston?
You know, that we had a great following in Salt Lake City. And I know Dr. Jim Phillips flew out a lot of the staff on a charter that Thursday. But, you know, it's incredible to see that many people wanted to come support us for that weekend and that day. And it was just incredible because just to see everybody's family there, everybody's friends, and just to see some alumni that really, really wanted to support us in a great year. And it was just incredible.
I keep looking at some of these pictures and the videos of that first win versus Vandy. And I just want to know what it's like to everybody have that water ready just to be throwing it up in the air. I mean, those are the moments I think that you're always going to remember for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. Those are the best celebrations that, and like you said, that I'll always remember. It's tough to see that it's over, but you know, when you have a big win like that and you have a great season like that, it's, you have a lot of those moments, and you're always going to cherish those.
So let's talk about the Pardon dunk that was blocked, that was goaltending, that wasn't called, Nate. From your vantage point at the time, did you know that Collins had stuck his hand through the rim?
I didn't know at the time. I just saw Derek went up to dunk it. And, I don't like to comment on the refs a lot, but that apparently that was a pretty controversial call. I mean, coach had the right to kind of go crazy on that one. It was pretty clear as to what afterwards. I mean, looking at it afterwards and seeing all the pictures on Twitter, and people are sending me stuff. But you know, it's tough. It's a tough call. I mean, but no, it is what it is.
Yeah, and Nathan, aside from just the call being made, take us through just playing through that sequence, because I think the Vic Law dunk was right before that. It seemed like the entire building had kind of turned in your favor. Everything's going your way, and that would have made it a three-point game. Instead, they get the free throws, and it's seven. And that was with about 5 minutes left, still plenty of time. But it just seemed to just put a big stop sign in what was an incredible comeback. So what was that like trying to battle through that, and did you kind of feel that same momentum shift in that moment?
Yeah, I mean, Vic's dunk was really, really pivotal in the energy in the gym. I mean, you don't usually have the whole arena besides the Gonzaga fans on your side. So, I mean, not just like we had the purple guys in on our backs, but we had like everybody in the arena with us. And I kind of looked up and as the timeout and saw like everybody kind of cheering for us. And I was like, wow, we got a movement here. So, that was pretty awesome to see that. But, after that Vic Law dunk, it erupted, and to see that kind of momentum get in our favor was awesome. You know, but that turn of events, it was kind of tough because Coach kind of went crazy, and he had the right to. But that technical call was really, really questionable, and that kind of changed everything. Like you said, if we would have got that dunk, maybe an and one, at least three down three with the ball or with a free throw coming up, maybe, and 4:30 left, something like that.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
It was a pivotal point in the game.
So talk about what was going on in the locker room at halftime. You guys are down 18. You're 1-for-11 from three. You're playing a Gonzaga team that I'm watching the game yesterday, Nate. I'm looking at these guys. I'm thinking, could you beat the Bulls? Because they were playing phenomenal basketball in the first half. And then, you know, you made a little bit of a run to start the second half, and then you got back down 22, and then you did it again. But go back to halftime as to what was going on in the locker room.
You know, we're a team that never really wanted to quit. We're never going to go away. So in the locker room, we kind of banded together. We kind of got everything out of our system and talked everything out in a good way. And there was no yelling. There was no screaming. It was or any frustration. It was all, hey, we can do this. It was just a matter of we just got to take the right shots, do the right thing on defense, and the right things on offense to play together and get back in this game. But like you said, we came out in the second half, and the first minutes were kind of tough, but we always stuck with it. So, but no, during that halftime speech, we kind of, before the coach came out of the locker room, we all banded together and said, hey, we're not going down without a fight. So that's just kind of been the motto this year of we're not going away from anything. That second half, we really played well.
It's amazing to watch what you guys were able to accomplish and to be on that ride with you guys. And now, you know, looking back on a lot of the tweets and that hashtag pound the rock is something I think that a lot of people, not just basketball fans, but people in general, they can kind of get behind it and use in their everyday life. How are you going to take that with you as you walk away from playing basketball at Northwestern?
Yeah, I mean, just before I answer that, there was a story about a guy that follows our program, and I don't remember his name. Sorry about that. But no, there's a guy that had cancer, and he reached out to Coach, and he follows our program very, very closely, and he comes to every game. And Coach kind of wrote him a letter. I saw it on Twitter, and he said, "There's a motto on our team. It's pound the rock," and which just means, no matter what you're doing, you always pound that rock every day, and you kind of go after it. It's not going to take one or two hits, but you know it might take 100. But when it hits, it's going to be great. And when it breaks, but you know, basketball has taught me a lot of stuff, and you know, the pounding the rock thing is just another thing I've learned through basketball. You don't always get what you want, but if you keep working at it, and everything is going to fall in your favor. And once you break that rock, you know, it's one of the greatest feelings of all time.
Well, that certainly puts things into perspective. Nathan Taphorn on with us right now on The Beat. Nathan, you're always going to go down as one of these guys that took the leap of faith and took a chance and helped build this and get the Cats over that hump and into the NCAA tournament. So as you, you know, leave the program, just in terms of being on the court, you're certainly always going to be a part of this program going forward. What's the how good can this team be going forward? Because certainly just looking at a piece of paper right now, a lot of talent coming back next year, and they look like they're just going to be keep going in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, it's only going up from here. You know, I think Coach said it after our selection Sunday show. It's not the end of this whole journey; it's the beginning. And we know it was Vic and Scotty, B-Mac, Derek, you know, Uprising, Barrett, and Isaiah, and all those guys that are really, really working. And you know, you don't forget about Aaron and Rapp that have been out the whole year. So, you know, you put a team together like that, and you got guys that believe in what they're doing. It's something special again. And this year was great. You had a team that really, really wanted to do something special, but you got a team next year that, you know, there's a lot of talent coming back, and there's really no limit as to see what this team can do.
So let's go back real quick to last Sunday. You were on with us, I think, around 3:15 with Charlie Hall, and then And then after that was the show, and everyone's seen the videos. But when you guys saw your name pop up on the screen, y'all went nuts. It was just like, well, did you realize that, hey, when this happens, I'm gonna feel like this? Because it almost felt like you couldn't ever predict how you were gonna feel in that moment.
No, I'm smiling just thinking about it. It was a feeling that I don't know if I'll ever feel again. I mean, you kind of anticipated it and you wanted it to happen and you know it's going to happen, but you didn't know when, you didn't know where, you didn't know how. But it was a feeling that I will never get again. And it was almost like surprising to see it out there, but not really surprising. You can't really describe it. And I don't remember what I did. I think I kind of blacked out for whatever, 15, 30 seconds, whatever it was. It was just, you know, it was just utmost excitement for whatever it was, for like seeing our name up there and seeing purple and seeing Northwestern. But, you know, you guys were there, having that many people at that gathering was incredible. But, you know, like I said, that feeling is indescribable.
It was awesome. It was super, super cool. And by the way, I think you just looked around super happy. I've watched the video about 1,000 times. You got B-Max reaction over here. You got Tap doing this. You got Parta going nuts. Most of you guys were filming it. You can watch that for the rest of a lifetime. Go ahead, Hoagie. I'm sorry.
Yeah, for sure.
Nathan, what's next for you, man? What are you doing? You went to Northwestern. You can do whatever you want now.
Yeah, no. People ask me. I always tell them I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. So, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, if I can play, I'll try to play somewhere. But I've got an internship with Kemper Lesnick lined up in the spring here. I'm going to take one more class to kind of finish off my degree, and then kind of open up to see what's going on. I mean, I went to Northwestern, like you said, one of the greatest schools in the country, and luckily to have so many connections that coming out of this great school. So we'll see what I can do, and
And let me give you a little bit of advice here.
Don't take any advice from him.
Yeah, whatever he says, ignore it.
Kemper Lesnick.
You know, I'm open to any advice you got.
I don't know who Kemper Lesnick is. I don't know what they do, and I'm sure they're a phenomenal company. But, you know, as a young man coming out of Northwestern, there's going to be a million Kemper Lesnicks for you. So if you need to go to the far outreaches of Australia to keep playing hoop, I mean, if I'm you, I play as long as I can play, and then you can come back and do all the Kemper Lesnicks that you want. That's just my own personal advice. But, you know, if it's a great gig and I'm going to pay you a bunch of dough, then I would understand.
Nathan, don't listen to him, man.
Well, no, don't you think that's good advice? This dude's been nailing two huge threes.
I'm not saying that he can't play, but the dude, he's just listen to him. He sounds like money. That's my guy, man. Get the paper on, man. Listen, congratulations on everything, man. I know what you're going through at this moment. I've been lost a national championship, and that feeling that you have of just replaying it over and over in your head, and that was in 2002. I still think about it to this day. So I totally get what you're going through right now.
Nate, I'm seeing you put the ball on the deck, do step backs on the right baseline. I'm seeing you hit deep threes. I think somebody wants your services. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
No, I appreciate that. I'm sure I'll get more of that stuff. But I'll definitely look at very carefully what I can do and see where it'll take me.
Well, congrats again on the season, and you got the whole city behind you, man. It was a ton of fun, and you perform phenomenally, and this era Northwestern basketball, whatever's coming is going to be great, but this will never be forgotten. So, and you were right in the middle of it. So, congrats, Nate.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate you guys' your support all year, and you know, hope for all the best for you guys as well.
Thanks, man. We appreciate
Thanks,
you.
Nate.
Hopefully, you'll employ us someday. Thanks, Nate.
Thanks, guys.